I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. At least two demonstrators were reportedly killed during clashes between anti-government protesters and police in Iran Saturday. This is during an anti-government street protest that originally had been prompted by anger over rising prices and a stagnant economy. A video posted on social media Saturday purported to show two protesters after they were shot dead by riot police in the western town of Darud, when protests turned increasingly violent. Meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump has announced or denounced the Iranian government amid pro- and anti-government demonstrations. Using excerpts from a speech he delivered to the United Nations General Assembly on September 19th, Mr. Trump criticized the Iranian government on Twitter, charging it has long oppressed the Iranian people.
The entire world understands that the good people of Iran want change. And other than the vast military power of the United States, that Iran's people are what their leaders fear the most. This is what causes the regime to restrict internet access, tear down satellite dishes, shoot unarmed student protesters, and imprison political reformers.
Despite suffering that appears to be debilitating defeats on the ground in Iraq and parts of Syria, the Islamic State terror group is far from dead, according to military and intelligence officials from several countries that have long tracked the threat. Even on the ground in Iraq and parts of Syria, where anti-IS coalition officials believe the terror group's fighting force, which once numbered in the tens of thousands, is down to about 1,000, top military officials remain wary. This is VOA News. Pakistan says that almost 92% of its 2,611 kilometer largely porous frontier with Afghanistan will be fenced by the end of 2018, hoping the massive unilateral undertaking will effectively address mutual complaints of militant incursions. The military-led construction effort went into action earlier this year. It has already fenced off about 150-kilometer portion of the border, identified as highly prone to terrorist infiltration. The pair of 9-foot wire fences with a 6-foot gap and topped with barbed wire runs along rugged terrain and snow-capped mountains as high as 12,000 feet. Officials estimate the project will cost about $550 million. Additional outposts and small forts are also being built and equipped with high-tech surveillance systems to enable soldiers to monitor and detect intrusions around the clock. Hundreds of thousands of law enforcement, military, and security officials will be deployed in cities around the world to keep New Year's Eve revelers safe as they gather to welcome in 2018. Some have already done so. In the United States, New York City officials have announced that they'll use two-step screening, snipers, street closures, and specifically and specially trained dogs to secure Times Square as an estimated 2 million people gather to watch the annual ball drop at midnight tonight. In Las Vegas, Nevada, 300 National Guard troops are joining more than 1,500 police to keep safe the city's famed strip. That's home to a number of casinos, resorts, and hotels. The security precautions to protect the expected crowd of more than 300,000 will include snipers as well. Meanwhile, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is offering his New Year's greeting.
I urge leaders everywhere to make this New Year's resolution. Narrow the gaps, bridge the divides, rebuild trust by bringing people together around common goals. Unity is the path. Our future depends on it.
And again, some of the security measures are being taken into account this year in the U.S. actually double in some cases some of the security measures they took last year. A bus accident in central Kenya Sunday morning killed at least 30 people. AFP reports that the crash occurred when a bus traveling to Busia collided with a truck coming from Nakuru. According to Kenya Red Cross, 18 people were injured in that wreck. And according to the Kenyan newspaper The Star, the bus was traveling in the wrong lane at the time of that accident. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
This is Encounter on VOA. Here's Carol Castillo.
Welcome.